This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me John Yema, who's editor of the Christian Science Monitor, and they are celebrating their 100th anniversary here coming up soon. And I thought it would be a good time to talk to him about what's happening with print publications and print publications that are moving online. And John will be talking to us about their print circulation and their online circulation and kind of what he's doing as a strategy as the new editor in terms of making it an online publication. So, John, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. Glad to be here.
Great. So, first question. So, what is happening with online, the online Christian Science Monitor versus the print edition?
Well, you know, as you said, Jennifer, we're in our 100th year. We've been committed. We started out as a print publication, and, you know, we still believe that print has an important role to play, but we see the future as being what we're calling a multi-platform future, and with the web taking the lead. So we're shifting as many resources as we can toward the website because our reach is so much greater at csmonitor.com than it is with our print product. And we think the two can work together synergistically, but we recognize that growth, significant growth, can only really happen on the web.
So what exactly is your sort of normal online switch for most publications? I mean, are you going to have reporter's blog? You're going to one blog per paper? Or what's the plan?
Well, to me, the key to an online strategy when you've got, especially for a news organization, but frankly for many websites, is what I would call continuous news or continuous updating. You know, the sites that you go back to, just think about your own habits, the sites that you go back to time and again, CNN.com, BBC.co.uk, you know, the NewYorkTimes.com, these are sites where their resources, their human resources, are always there updating the site with the latest news when you're looking at the news site. And so, to me, the simplest strategy for making a website more energetic and therefore more successful is to have continuous updates. The vehicle for continuous updates is either a relatively simple, I would say democratic with a small d, content management system. And frankly, the simplest content management system around is a blog, because it's just basically a reverse chronological content management system. It's not a perfect user experience because of that reverse chronological component. But we have blogs that are going already. We harness them to our website, and via the blogs, our reporters update, you know, they're not updating continuously, but they're updating multiple times during the day, and our strategy is going to be to shift our reporting resources so that they are updating many more than several times a day, so that essentially, we have reporters all over the world, and we have bureaus all over the world. We want them to be updating our website, you know, not 24/7, but we're moving toward that, really.
Okay, so what will happen to the print publication and in the future? I mean, is it ultimately going to go away, do you think?
Well, I think there's a role for print. I think that, I think print, what I would say is that at any news organization, especially one that's print-based, so that would be a newspaper, metropolitan newspaper, national newspaper, whatever, if you look at the days of the week, the print publications that are most successful are the ones that arrive on weekends, the Sunday New York Times, the Sunday LA Times. Those are chock full of ads, they're chock full of content, and by the way, you know, readers still have time to read, a little bit of time to read. I certainly have more time than on weekdays. So the weekend is really when, you know, you've still got a lot of presence in print. And, you know, we too are orienting in that direction. But to me, that's where this synergistic model of, you want web first and you want print. If you can kind of make the mix that way, I think it works pretty well. And as we know from internet usage, it's highest on weekdays, and then it drops fairly significantly on weekends. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to stay that way forever, And I'm not saying that print necessarily, you know, owns that part of the week, but that's the most natural place for print to be.
So in terms of the reporters that you're hiring, are you actually hiring differently now because of the web focus? Are you going to reporters that maybe don't even have journalism degrees because a lot of bloggers don't? Or just what's your strategy there?
Well, I'd say this. I'd say that in the early days of the Internet, I worked at the Boston Globe for 20 years. And in the last 3 years at the Boston Globe, I was in charge of the whole multimedia operation. So that was Boston.com, for instance, the editorial side of it. And I'll say that at any newspaper, and this is true at the Christian Science Monitor, in the early days of the Internet, say in the 90s and the early part of this century, you really needed not just reporters who were print reporters, but you needed specialists in things like coding, like HTML and other forms of coding. Because content management systems are becoming much more transparent, so that, you know, anybody who's running a website now on a, you know, a kind of a single proprietor or even a small operation knows that you can get fairly easy tools for updating a website, you really don't need that kind of technical knowledge. So frankly, I think that there are two things we look for in journalists. We look for people who are really good journalists, who have a nose for news, who go out and find the news, who can write it well, and who can file it quickly and accurately and in a, you know, in a kind of a way that adds value. But we're also looking for another type of person, which is not just a person who understands the web, but a person who understands new forms of journalism for the web. And Jennifer, I'll tell you a kind of an interesting combination of talents. If you're a journalist, or if you're a journalist or you're a programmer who understands a little bit of journalism, and you can build, say, interactive, searchable database type applications, I mean, to me, that is a new form of storytelling for the web. Also, Flash, people who understand Flash can tell stories in ways that maybe are more appropriate for the web than just simply putting text up on the web as we used to put it into print. But those are specialties around the edges, you know, that help to tell the story. I think the broad mainstream of the web still gets updated because we've got a staff correspondent in Jerusalem and a staff correspondent in Baghdad and a staff correspondent in Beijing, and they know where the news is, and instead of filing a story and us having to go through a kind of a cumbersome print production process, we put it right up on the web. And to me, it sort of doesn't matter that journalist is filing for the web or print. They simply are filing, and it's the production end of things that changes a little bit.
So interesting. So basically, you're looking for a skill set for almost a web strategist / reporter, that if you really could get that kind of person, that's the kind of person you want.
Well, it's not the only kind of person I want, but boy, those people are like the superheroes of web journalism right now. I mean, and there are some great applications out there. I mean, you look at some of these interactive graphics that people like the NewYorkTimes.com or Boston.com have done, where, you know, you sit there as a user and you click certain buttons and you actually change the way a map looks so that you can understand electoral votes, how if you change, they've got one up on Boston.com that I think is great, how you change the way the turnout for, say, Black, Hispanic, women, other kinds of voters based on data feeds from earlier elections. It changes the electoral map, and you can sort of see the strategy unfold before your eyes. Think about normal journalism. Normal journalism in the past would have been, I'm going to write a story, Jennifer, and I'm going to tell you what the three scenarios are, and you're going to sit there, if you've got the patience, and listen to me. Instead, you sit there, and you manipulate this graphic, and you basically tell yourself the story. I mean, to me, that is like, the Internet is right now like, you know, probably TV was in its infancy. You know, in the early days of TV, I think there were all these radio guys who got into TV, and they did TV like they did radio. They just talked at the camera. And then only later did people sort of take the video camera and learn how to tell a story visually. Well, the Internet is not just a newspaper for news people. It's not just a newspaper online. It's something else. The Internet's all about interactivity. And that's the new form of storytelling and journalism. And that's a really exciting thing for journalism to be moving into.
Boy, very cool. Well, John, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you because it's just a podcast. We could probably talk for hours. So thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Hey, circle back to me anytime, Jennifer.
Yeah, so I will. So I've been talking to John Yema, who's the editor of the Christian Science Monitor, which is celebrating its 100th year anniversary. And we've been talking about all what's happening in online and print journalism. And for all my listeners, please check me out at www.marketingvoices.com. And if you want to send me an email about what you think about the show, I'd appreciate it. Jennifer@jenniferjodens.com. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.